This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
You know, heaven is a genuine place, and I thank God there is a blessed home waiting on the children of God that is far better than anything that we could ever even hope for here on this earth.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with Bible teacher and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We also invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. And now, let's join Pastor Joe for today's message.
Speak the Word.
Saints, suppose, I just want you to think about this for a minute. Suppose someone told you that a treasure had been hidden under your seat. I wonder what your response would be if I said, hey, before I came in, I hid a treasure up under your seat. You know, I would imagine that most of you would jump up out of your seats and begin to look under your seats or any of the empty seats that were around you. And you would not stop until you found that hidden treasure. Jesus says in Matthew 13:44, that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field, and in his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy that field. You know, Jesus gave many more parables on the kingdom of heaven. And after Jesus had finished giving all the ways that the kingdom of heaven was like, he added in verse 52, in the God Word translation, it says, so Jesus said to them, that's why every student of the Scriptures who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a homeowner, he said. He brings new and old things out of his treasure chest. One translation says, every teacher of the Word. Saints, we cannot do anything without revelation. Revelation is the birthing chamber of the unseen, things which have not been created. The kingdom of God is the realm of power and authority, and you have been given citizenship. He tells you in Ephesians 2:9 in the Voice translation, he says, you are no longer called outcasts and wanderers, but citizens with God's people, members of God's holy family and residents in his household. He says, for everything that I have learned from my Father, he says, I have made known to you. Praise the Lord. And he has. He has, through the Word of God, he has made known everything to us that God made known to him. And saints, as a son or a daughter of God with the Holy Spirit living inside of you, you have the ability to tap into the secret wisdom and to the knowledge of the kingdom to find your treasure. Your treasure is hidden in the Word of God. He says in Matthew 11:25 in the New Living Translation, it said, at that time, Jesus said, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, he says, I thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever. He says, and for revealing them to the childlike. He said, yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. And I think that's awesome, you know. Just because you have a college degree or have a lot of doctrines in front or behind your name doesn't mean you know everything. All he's saying here, he's really not throwing off on your education, but he's saying that it's like he said, if you enter the kingdom of heaven, you have to be like a child. And to be like a child means to be very trusting.
Yes. Amen.
Very trusting and believe and receive what, you know, what the person's saying. In this case, it's the Lord. It's just to believe him, to have that childlike faith that when you tell them something, they believe you. He was talking about the Pharisees and the non-believers. And he says in 1 Corinthians 2:14 in the New King James, he says, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. He says, for they are foolishness to him, and nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. You know, Jesus was talking about the parable of the seed, saints, for he said in verse 11, he says, now the parable is this, the seed is the Word of God. And as I said earlier, We're created in God's image and likeness, and He has instructed us to be imitators of Him, and He has made us citizens in His kingdom.
Speak the word.
You're listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We will return to today's message in a moment. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Pastor Jo provides her messages on CD and DVD for your encouragement at speaktheWordMinistries.net. If you have been blessed by Pastor Jo's teaching, consider partnering with Speak the Word Ministries. A donation of any amount will allow Speak the Word Ministries to provide study materials to those who cannot afford them. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 12 reads, "Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly, and give according to what you have, not what you don't have." Thank you for your support of Speak the Word Ministries and your prayers and your offerings. Our website is speaktheWordMinistries.net. And now, let's return to today's message from Pastor Jo on Speak the Word.
You know, and I know a lot of people have asked me, and they probably wonder why sometimes I keep referring to you as saints. Well, because you are. You know, Paul did in Colossians 1, 2, he said, "To the saints, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father." So sometimes I say brothers and sisters, and sometimes I say saints, but you're both. You're my brother and you're my sister, and God sees you as a saint. And saints is not perfection, that's just who you became. When you were born, you were either male or female. You just became that when you were born. And when you became a new creature in Christ, you become a saint and a king and a priest, you know. And I think that's just really awesome. He also says in 1 John 2:20, he says that you have an anointing. He says you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. He says you have an unction from the Holy One, and he says you know all things. And you might say, "Well, Pastor Joe, I don't know all things. I don't know everything." Well, maybe in the natural, you don't know all things, saints, but your spirit man does. The one living inside of you knows all things. In 1 Corinthians 2:10, in the Good News Translation, it says, "But it was to us that God made known His secret by means of the Spirit. The Spirit searches everything, even the hidden depths of God's purposes." And what you don't know, the Holy Spirit will make available to you, brothers and sisters. Just welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit. Consult with the Holy Spirit. He's your teacher. He's your helper. He's your advocate. He's your comforter. He's your everything. Amen. There's nothing that He don't know. Amen. There's nothing that He don't know. Amen. He says here that He's the helper who is available to you. And He says in John 14:26 in a New King James, He says, "But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." You know, I can remember when I first began the ministry. I didn't know how to use the computer at that particular time for several years. My husband, that's deceased now, did a lot of my work for me. But the Holy Spirit, I didn't go to school to learn how to use the computers or the laptops or anything, but the Lord kept impressing upon me that I needed to learn how to use the computer, and I was so intimidated, I didn't even know how to turn one on. But He kept putting it into my spirit, especially after my husband passed away, that I need to learn how to use it. And so I didn't think that I could do this, but He kept on, and so finally I recalled all the other things that the Holy Spirit had taught me how to do that I didn't know how to do. And I said, "Well, Lord, if you want me to do this, you're going to have to show me how." And so I got a friend over, and I got my books, and I may have mentioned this before, my tablets out to take notes, but I probably only took two or three notes because the Holy Spirit taught me everything I needed to know. He taught me how to use the computer, and the more I used it, the more He taught me. The more I do now, the more He teaches me. There's so much that I do that I don't understand, and I sit down at my computer and I say, "You know, Lord, I just thank You that You said that if any man liked wisdom, all he had to do was ask of You, and You would give it to him liberally and upbraideth not." And I thank You that You sent the Holy Spirit to teach me and to help me. And so, Holy Spirit, I just pray today that you'll bring back to my remembrance and help me recall the Word of God and or any experience or anything that I need to do the work that the Lord's called me to do, to write this message or write this prayer or whatever He's inspiring me to do, that you will bring it back to my remembrance and help me to recall it. And He always does. He always does. Praise God. So there's nothing that you need that the Holy Spirit can't help you with, because He knows it all. There's nothing hidden from Him.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. This is Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Now it's easier than ever to hear and watch Pastor Joe online. If you missed any part of today's message, you can hear it again at our website, speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Ramsey will have some closing words for us in just a moment. But first, are you in need of prayer today? We'd love to pray for you. Here's how you can contact us. Speak the Word Ministries, P.O. Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. Our telephone number is 855-505-2297. We invite you to email Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry@cox.net. That's speakthewordministry@cox.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
I thank you, and I give you all the praise, and I give you all the glory. I thank you for this word that you helped me deliver. I thank you for every inspired word. I thank you, Lord, for all the sheep that's being fed, the soldiers that are being raised up. I thank you, Lord, that they know, and I think they knew that even before I got here. I believe they knew that your word was their treasure. But I pray, Lord, that they got a little more revelation, a little bit more insight in just how much that word is a treasure to them and just how important it is for them not to rely on themselves, Father, but to rely on you to lead them and to guide them in the way that they should go. And Father, again, I just thank you for each and every one of them and just pray your blessings upon all of them. In Jesus' name, we just glorify your name. We just glorify your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry, and we depend on your prayers and financial support to keep this program on the air. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the Word of God, against the Word.